This is 3D or 2D.com's The 3D Show!
Season 2, now twice as sexy!
Put on your 3D glasses now!
And if you're wondering what the 3Ds are in The 3D Show, well, they stand for Discussion, Debate, and the News. I do hope you enjoyed the show. The show, get it? Warning, this podcast contains spoilers. Warning, this podcast contains spoilers.
Welcome to another episode of The 3D Show, episode 73. And with me is...
Jake.
And James is not available right now, so we just have to go on. The show must continue. So, you know, this week, we weren't expecting to record again so quickly, but we got a lot of news.
Yeah, you would think summer would be the busy 3D season, not the fall.
So what do you want to talk about first?
I guess we should talk about the Captain Marvel trailer.
So that popped up early in the week, and it's already become a meme, and... it's actually pretty good. I like it. It's a good teaser. It's a good way to get you hooked into the story and a good way to kind of showcase what's going on. What did you think?
I thought it was a really good trailer. I mean, jokingly, when we were looking at it, we were laughing. I said, is this supposed to be the 90s or rural Oregon? And I say that because they still have Blockbusters.
I thought the last one closed down in Alaska. Or something.
It's not like I go to Bend often, but last time I was in Bend, they had a Blockbuster. That was a couple years ago. And the last one in Portland just shut down a few years ago.
But it was a nice way to establish the decade that you're in, you know, give or take.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then, of course, everybody's talking about the grandma punching.
Yeah. Which I think, okay, we know as comic book fans what's going on. The grandma is obviously a Skrull, which is a alien species in the Marvel universe that can transform their shape. They're changelings. So we know that's a changeling. Every other audience member, no idea. They're like, what the hell is going on? Why is she punching old people?
Well, that's like my brother said, this is another day on the city bus. Crazy cat lady punches grandma.
Yeah. And one interesting thing was that we do see glimpses of two different suits. And the green suit that everyone did not like was in there. And then we do get the red and blue suit toward, you know, some other scenes here and there. So, obviously, later on, you get the red and blue suit, which I think looks way better. I honestly thought the green suit was, like, basically a suit that was going to have CG on top of it. That's why it was green, not because it was supposed to be, like, first suit, you know?
Well, the original Captain Marvel suit was white and green with that Yondu-like fin on the helmet, so I was thinking they were probably doing a homage to that, sort of.
And we got first glimpses of Coulson and of Nick Fury in younger CGI. And I actually like both of them.
Of course, with Clark Gregg. I mean, he's one of these guys that never ages. So are we sure they actually used the de-aging on him and they just didn't put a toupee on him to give him more hair?
He actually said on Twitter, people asked him about the CG and they're like, oh, I didn't have CG. I just took a 4-day nap.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And of course, you know, if I could, I would. You know, 4-day nap sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a good kind of way to get you interested. You gotta get set up because you see that Captain Marvel, She's not sure what's going on. She kind of remembers Earth and mentions that there's memories, but she doesn't understand them. So it's, you know, because they have to establish this character. They can't just assume you know who this is. So, you know, those flashbacks would be good for the audience to really get to understand her. You know, I think it's well done. It's, and like we said before, there's a lot of weight to be carried by this movie, you know, and so far it looks like it's going to be able to carry it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the have you seen the poster yet?
Yeah, it looks great.
Mm-hmm. And in the little corner, you got the cat butt.
Yeah, and so we have news about that cat. Good segue.
Yeah, or should I say Flurkin, because it's actually this alien that looks like a cat, known as a Flurkin. Well, in the comics, this cat was named Chewie, after Chewbacca, and you would think Disney would go with that, because they own the rights to Star Wars and Star Wars characters. But no, they've decided to name, there's evidence to show that they're naming this Flurkin, Goose. And if you're scratching your head, Goose is, the best friend in Top Gun. And I'm not going to say any more than that, you know, spoilers, but, in some ways I can see it because she's a pilot. You know, that would be such a cool, nerdy thing. Name your pet Goose after this character. And oh, by the way, if you haven't seen Top Gun in 3D, check it out.
I have never seen Top Gun.
I think it's a terrible movie, but the flying is awesome. The flying is awesome.
Yeah, I think it was just one of those movies before my time, and I just never got around to catching it. And now it's just like a relic of Tom Cruise's career, and like I've heard that doesn't hold up at all.
They did convert it to 3D, and it's I don't think the conversion was as worked as well as a Predator, but and it's a mediocre conversion, but it's worth checking out if you can find it cheap enough or if you like the movie enough.
After these messages,
this podcast is brought to you by 3D Wiggle. With 3D Wiggle software, you can impress your family and friends with 3D GIFs and videos. To find out more information, please click on the link in the description for 20% off coupon as well. This podcast is also brought to you by Patreon. With Patreon, you can become a patron and get this podcast commercial free and get many more benefits. Please click on the description again to get more information. Now, back to the show.
So, yeah, I think the Skrull Beach scene, going back to Captain Marvel, I think that's like a comic one. That's a really famous scene. And, you know, we're going to get some old S.H.I.E.L.D. in here. And it should be a really fun movie. I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing more, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think they...
Of course, I keep wondering, oh, how's Hydra going to play into all of this? Because this is before the reveal of Hydra.
That might be really interesting if they even try to do that, or if they just kind of ignore it because they got bigger fish to fry, you know? Literally.
Yeah, Skrulls.
You know, alien invasion and a human that superpower that no one understands. Yeah, it's a bigger fish to fry than try to figure out how Hydra is going to try to do things. But who knows? Maybe Hydra will be part of the reason why she is absent, you know, or
exactly. That would make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, they have to explain where the hell she's been.
Exactly. Yeah, she went to the grocery store to get a gallon of milk.
She went to get some cigarettes.
Yeah.
obviously, they can't.
She was hanging out with Janet Van Dyne in the Quantum Realm.
obviously they can't do cigarettes because Disney doesn't do that anymore, which is fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not a smoker, but whatever.
Yeah.
yeah, it looks fun. I like it. I dig it. So let's keep going here. continue on with Marvel, that they... So, did you hear about the whole streaming network that they're going to do?
Yeah! It looks like they're actually going to throw money at this thing, unlike CBS Access.
So, just in case anyone's paying attention and not sure, or never heard about this. So now that Disney, you know, owns Fox, and, you know, they now own a majority of Hulu, they decided that they want to go into the streaming service and have their own channel that you would pay for on your Roku or your Apple TV or whatever way you stream movies and TV shows, because the streaming market is a huge market right now. And so they're going to get in, and they're going to pull off everything that's Marvel and Disney off of Netflix and put it on their service. And they're going to apparently have all the Star Wars and have all the cartoons and all the animation. And it's going to, you know, it's going to be, it could theoretically be very compelling. Because if you could watch every single Disney animated movie of all time on this streaming service, that would be pretty awesome. You know, if you could see the original cuts of their Star Wars and the director's cuts and everything, just have one channel to rule them all, that could be really, really cool. So they also need to have original content, which is what we're going to here, where they're saying that they're thinking about a Scarlet Witch and or Loki TV show, as what they named could be things that would be exclusive to the streaming network. Now, Jake, what is the problem with these two things?
The fact that they're both dust is one.
Well, one is dust and one is dead.
And the other one, yeah, one is a Loki sickle. Looks like he's floating out in space after Thanos crushed his throat.
I guess we don't have to worry about spoilers, so whatever.
If you haven't seen Infinity War yet, you deserve to be spoiled. Just saying.
So, okay. And I think the biggest problem here is that apparently they're going to connect the dots within TV shows and movies and actually have actual actors, not someone else be Loki or someone else be Scarlet Witch. And apparently they're going to do it for these shows, but not do it for the other shows that have been existing that don't connect to the Marvel Cinematic Universe or barely connects to it. That's the bigger problem here, I think.
Yeah. And the fact that streaming is quickly turning into cable a la carte. People quit cable because of the expense. Now, streaming, nothing's on one channel, and they expect you have to pay for 5-6, and they're about $10. So all of a sudden, your streaming bill is going to be more than your damn cable bill was.
So, which is a very big concern, because, you know, you have Netflix, you have Hulu, you have Amazon. You have CBS, like you said. Yeah. You know, and other channels outside of the U.S., for God's sakes. You know, there's plenty of different streaming stuff that we don't even know about. You know, that's just mostly U.S. branded. I think there's the L.A. 3D that does streaming 3D movies. You know, I don't know if you heard about that.
No, I haven't.
And
then there's
Shudder.
Yeah, Shudder. And
so there's a huge
and BritBox. And yeah, I mean, tons of stuff. You could easily have a $200 a month streaming bill.
So I do want to get back to the Marvel TV show aspect, because we've already talked about this before, and it still frustrates me that the Netflix shows are basically its own entity and don't connect well to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They may offhand have a reference here and there, but like the other shows, I watched the entirety of, you know, since last time we recorded, I have watched the entirety of Runaways, and it was okay. It's not, I don't think it's terrible, but I don't think it's great or good either, you know. But there's no connections to the MCU there. I don't remember seeing anything there. And I haven't seen Cloak and Dagger. Obviously, they ended Agent Carter on a cliffhanger. And, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. connects, but they're, like, never allowed to touch. You know, it's always, they could hover around the movies, but they can't touch them. And it just gets frustrating, you know? And it's like, they need to connect those dots before they make new dots that are supposed to be connecting, you know?
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
And I think all of these things could be something they could work out. That could be in their contract. Hey, if you're going to be in the Marvel movies, you need to be in a couple episodes of these shows, you know? And that's your contract. Your contract is to be in here, too. And the contract is to occasionally meet up with them, too. And you could still have your stories that are independent, you know, because obviously the general audience is not going to watch every damn TV show and every movie. You know, the general audience is going to maybe watch all the movies, but not all the TV shows. They just don't have that much time. And having, you know, but they could still reference the characters here and there or reference things here and there, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I have a perfect example in my head how they could have connected the Netflix shows to Infinity War. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
So, during the battle where they go into New York and, you know, Iron Man's there and Doctor Strange is there and Hulk is not sure what's going on, a young kid could have come by and it's like, oh, what's going on? Can I help you? And like, who are you? And he would say, quote, I am Danny, the immortal Iron Fist, protector. And then suddenly Iron Man cuts him off. Kid, I don't need to know your whole backstory. Just go over there and punch that guy. You said you have Iron Fist? Go use it. And then he goes over there and punches that guy. And boom, he has a 30-second cameo, and that connects the Netflix universe to the Infinity War. And that would have been a funny gag for any fans of Iron Fist, because people keep bitching and complaining about Iron Fist not, you know, saying his entire intro, I am the immortal Iron Fist, defender of the hand, you know. You know, that would have been funny.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been, and then if you didn't know who the Iron Fist was, well, you got a little introduction, didn't you? And if you want more, go watch the show.
Oh, and they could have, in any of these TV shows, had a character stick their head out the window and there's Iron Man armor flying by.
You know, and at least in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they do say, hey, you know what's going on in New York? That's crazy stuff. And then they actually mention Thanos. So they are aware of this, you know. But it's still, you know, you could hover, but you can't touch. And that's where it gets annoying, where they could touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mentioned this to James before. You know, at the end of Spider-Man Homecoming, the post-credit scene where they have, you know, Volk, you know, they're meeting people in jail. That would have been perfect to meet Fisk.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't know who Fisk is, that's fine. But that's how you connect those dots. Because Fisk... And, or, you know, what's the character, a comic book character's name for Wilson Fisk?
Kingpin.
He's a major character in Spider-Man. So he needs to be there. And it's great they introduced him in Daredevil. He's a fantastic character in Daredevil. I will not deny that. He is amazing in Daredevil. But there's no reason why he can't be in Spider-Man as a post-credit scene. That's how you connect those dots.
Exactly. And the fact that the TV shows have completely ignored the snap. So there's been no snapshot, no dusting. I mean.
And that's a next great point. The TV shows would be able to handle the snap in a respectful and interesting way that you have one season of what the hell is going on. And you get to see different perspectives. Because as much as I am excited for Avengers 4, we both know they're going to try to move on from the snap as fast as they can to try to resolve the issues with the snap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole story of how people on Earth or, you know, or wherever are dealing with this could be a great story. You know? Mm-hmm. It could be awesome, but I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah, they're just going to just, I don't know. It's if they want people to watch this stuff, they have to have a reason to be invested. And just having, and the thing is, you need, since you don't have the money to do movie quality effects, you need every little thing to make it as compelling as possible and connect. Good stories that connect to the larger picture is the way to go.
And like you said before, I'm worried that the comic book, you know, industry right now is going to collapse on itself because it's getting too big, too bloated. And this is a problem because they can't do that. You know, you can't have 20 different shows on at the same time. You know, there's everything doesn't need a TV show. You could have a short series, you know?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And, you know, at least this season, you know, I started watching Iron Fist Season 2. It's 10 episodes instead of 13. They cut back, which is good. They need to be cutting back the episodes because a lot of the Marvel shows drag on and on, you know, and so they're learning, but it's just, it shouldn't be this way. They should have connected the dots before that. They should have said, all right, Netflix, we'll have some cameos here and there. That's going to be part of the contract. You got that. You be part of the contract here. And, you know, if you want more of Wilson Fisk, you could see Daredevil. And you could introduce him in Spider-Man. And boom, boom, boom. That's how you connect those dots. That's how you do things. And it's just, that's the biggest disappointment of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is that they haven't connected those dots. And I don't think they ever will. I think they may just add more dots and then these TV shows may be connected more to the MCU, but it's just barely going to be there, and other stuff is not going to connected. You know, the whole thing with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, they're going to come back, but not going to come back until summer. So after the events of Avengers 4 is when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back on TV. So, you know, are they going to cover anything? I don't know. I don't think so. But
yeah.
So that's where
maybe we're probably going to find out Coulson's been a Skrull or something all this time.
No, that would be terrible.
I agree. I would be pissed.
Have you seen the last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
I would have loved if that kid disappeared at the end of the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Deke.
Yeah.
Because you would not
Star-Lord
have...
Star-Lord light.
You would not have known if that was because they fixed the timeline or if it was Thanos. And that would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because the whole season is, are they fixing the timeline, I think they fixed it. And then that character would not exist if the timeline gets fixed. They even talk about it on the show. And if he would have disappeared, you don't have to see it on camera either. It could just be, where's Deke? I saw him. Oh, he's gone. And then, you know, boom, you go to Avengers Infinity War, and then, oh, crap, the snap happened. You don't understand. That's how you connect those dots better. It's not that hard, people. It's not that hard. The whole, you know, James compared it to dick measuring contests between the Marvel TV and the Marvel movies, and it's true. They're just, maybe now they're done comparing each other, and they're going to actually work together. And it might be too late, though. It might be too late to try to, combine these things and get things going, you know?
Well, if Disney can fire a director over 10-year tweets, they can sure as hell fire whoever's keeping this stuff from meshing together. Just saying. I mean, they seem to be in the firing mood.
Yeah. So, I guess we still got some more Marvel here with X-Men. So, you gave me this story. Can you sum that up, what's going on with the X-Men?
Tell you the truth, I don't even remember what it said. I've heard so many conflicting things.
Yeah, I think
Now I'm having a brain fart right now. Sorry.
No, that's fine, because a lot of these things are like basically crumbs of news, and people are latching onto them and like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. You don't understand the big picture here. Don't get too general here. You know, basically said that Feige is under control of X-Men. They're going to, you know, they're looking into different things, which is everything we expected them to say. Nothing. There's nothing.
The Iger interview.
Yeah.
Where Iger's like, I was on vacation, so I had nothing to do with James Gunn getting fired. And, oh, Feige controls Marvel, so he's going to control the X-Men, I guess.
So I don't see why that's big news that everyone's reporting about it. You know, it's like, yeah, obviously. Wouldn't he be doing that, you know? So, yeah. Like we said before, they're planning these things behind the scenes. They're writing things. They're trying to figure things out, what they can do. You know, they said it in the interview, too. They're not all of the agreement is over. Like, keep telling people that. And people are like, oh, it's all done. You don't have to worry about anything. Like, no, it's not. Contracts take forever to get finished. And then, especially in Hollywood, especially with rights and all that stuff, is a big headache. You know, people don't want to report that because it's boring, but that's the truth.
Uh-huh. And then you got the government involved.
And the government's gone out of the way here, but in Europe and other countries, they may not be as easy to do.
The EU is already going, wait a minute, because they're seeing how much Disney is going to own worldwide. So this may get blown up by the EU.
And, you know, who knows about China, because China's really weird about intellectual property as well, you know. So I don't know how that's, you know.
They're probably not going to care as long as they probably would prefer working with Disney, because Disney seems like they're willing to jump through any hoop to appease China. And that's been that way since the 90s. Because I don't know how much you are aware that Disney used to make movies in China, shelve them just so they could have that film slot so they could put in one of their animated movies.
All right. So, yeah, X-Men, it's a, you know, complicated mess we're trying to figure out.
Yeah. I'm assuming they're going to reboot. And at this point, it might be a good idea, because some actors may be too expensive. Other actors may prefer to play other roles.
You know, a lot of people have been saying, oh, I can't wait to see Hugh Jackman as Wolverine in Avengers 4. And like, grow up. Just grow up. You know, I'm tired of that. I love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, but how he ended Logan was, I think, perfect. So leave it alone.
If they really, really, absolutely have to see Hugh Jackman in Avengers 4, wait till Avengers 4 gets a home video release and digitize him in yourself.
I remember hearing that. I think he was supposed to be in like a Spider-Man or something, but he forgot his jacket or something. I don't know. But let's keep going here. We got
after these messages. We'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by 3D Wiggle. With 3D Wiggle software, you can impress your family and friends with 3D GIFs and videos. To find out more information, please click on the link in the description for 20% off coupon as well. This podcast is also brought to you by Patreon. With Patreon, you can become a patron and get this podcast commercial free and get many more benefits. Please click on the description again to get more information. Now, back to the show.
Some Wreck-It Ralph got a new trailer this week. Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks Internet. I forget which one it goes around, but that's the full title, which is kind of a mouthful, but fine.
Yeah.
This is the trailer number 2, and this is the first trailer that has any kind of semblance of a plot.
Yeah.
All the other trailers have nothing on here. This actually has a plot.
Sorry. Brain freeze. Yeah, the trailer looked really, really good. The first one was just kind of more nudge-nudge, internet meme, joke-joke. This, so you had no idea if this was going to be good like the first one or going to be the Emoji Movie Part 2. But this trailer looks like they've come up with an interesting story to continue on with probably the best video game adaption, because it was, well, started out as a movie first.
Yeah, so the story, I guess, basic story from what we saw in the trailer, looks like Vanellope and her racing game. It looks like the wheel or some, I guess broke or something, or which, you know, seems pretty basic that the arcade be able to fix it, but they're worried that they're not going to be able to, and they just basically get unplugged, and that's that. She can't play anymore, and the game, you know, is just going to be over, you know, literally forever. You know, it's going to be turned off and never played again, you know, because, you know, the steering wheel may need to be a custom order kind of thing. Anywho, they go online because they want to get things there. They want to try to buy things or find some way to get it fixed, and then they meet this other people, and they go to the Disney places, and they do all that, and that's basically the story. So they get lost, they get, you know, find all these memes, and they find the dark web, which, whoa, dark web is not something to kid around. And I'm very surprised Disney even wanted to mention the dark web, because there is some really horrifically twisted things on there.
Well, a lot of the dark web is actually just indexed sites. A lot of the really dark stuff is what they're now calling the Mariana Trench web.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about that. But, yeah.
Yeah, to differentiate between the two.
Yeah, because, like, the dark web that I hear about is, like, where they see, you know, snuff videos of people getting killed, or, you know, child porn and, you know, crap like that, you know, drug sales and, you know, that kind of create, you know, horrific underbelly of the war, you know, human society kind of darkness, you know, stuff that I do not want to touch with anything in my, you know, that is what I was thinking about. And I was like, whoa, they're talking about dark web here? That's not at all for kids. That's not even for, like, an R rating, you know?
Well, we all know Disney's lost their damn mind, so.
They're going meme crazy here, so maybe that's, they're just desperate for, yeah, more money, you know?
Well, I say one of the things that everybody forgets about Disney on this intellectual property buying binge is unless Congress decides to go to the trough one more time and really muck up copyright for everybody, Mickey Mouse is gonna be in public domain probably by 2024,
2026-ish. Yeah. Those laws are really out there, how complex they get. With, you know, I think you have to actively use it or something, or you lose it. So, you know.
Oh, that's... I studied copyright law for 4 years in art school. So basically in 4 years I learned, it's a mess. And it is a mess beyond anything. And everybody's just guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so complex and nightmarish. We really need a serious copyright law. And then trademark law, that's a whole other kettle of fish.
Yeah.
Because I tell people, yeah, because even with, and then you got patents, which is yet a whole other thing.
Anyway.
Trying to... Mm-hmm. On to, it's get we're off topic. Let's get back into the movie here.
So yeah, it looks good. It looks from could be awful like the Emoji Movie, or to okay, it looks like it might be all right. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's not much else there to say except for. It, you know, as part of the super duper dense fall schedule, so, you know, kind of thinking this could have been delayed till next year, and I don't think anyone really would have gotten that mad, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll see. So.
I know, it could have been a February breakout, like a Black Panther.
Yeah. Or I don't know next year's schedule, so I don't know where there's, you know, dead times, but like, you know, August would have been good time for this too, because August didn't have that much going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or even right now, early September, you know, we're recording this on September 21st, and it hasn't really been a 3D movie in a couple weeks, so that would have been a good time to kind of put that out there, but I guess they weren't ready. So, let's keep going here. We've got a picture of Joker. And this is Joaquin Phoenix. And this is going to be a solo Joker. And they're going to have a new twist on this. Now, at this point, we don't know if this is going to be a 3D movie. Because I don't... not sure. It's going to be like... It looks like it's going to be an art house kind of movie for Warner Brothers to showcase the Joker and what they could do with... stories. This is going to be not connected, which the DC extended universe is already broken, but it's not going to be connected to any of those movies that I know of. And there's still going to be another Joker movie outside of this with Leto and Harley Quinn. So what do you think of this picture?
It was real interesting. I point out to people, I said, if they're going to unless they're going to completely change his origin, this is probably makeup for a job, an act way before he becomes Joker.
So I'm not 100% sure, but I think they're using the Killing Joke comic as a inspiration. I don't know if you know about that comic.
I'm familiar with the comic.
So, just in case anyone listening is not familiar, The Killing Joke was a comic that released not that long ago, I don't think. Maybe, is it 10 years ago, maybe? I don't know.
Longer than that.
Oh, yeah?
Like 25. It's old.
Okay, well, I wasn't aware of it till recently, and they did an animated feature on it, which is terrible. Don't watch that.
Oh, yeah, terrible adaption.
And anyway, it's like an origin where like, you see the Joker, he was actually trying to be a legitimate clown, and like he got in with a gang, and then the gang turned him crazy. Or I guess he got into the acid, and you know, they ruined his life, and that's kind of the nutshell of it, I think. What do you, am I missing anything?
I've always seen it more as the Joker's trying to prove to Batman that the difference between him and Batman is just one bad day. And he's going to prove it by kidnapping Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
Okay.
And it kind of makes Batman's and the Joker's point, both, about, you know, one bad day, because one, you know, it was one bad day that did create Batman.
Yeah. So the costume, I guess the makeup on him is just trying to explain it for anyone listening. So the picture of him is all white. You can barely make out green hair, but maybe it's just kind of faint. And then you have a big red smile, like a huge amount of lipstick, and you have red eyebrows, and you have like a blue diamond shape going on his eyes. And it looks like, it doesn't look like a scary clown, I think. It just, you know, he has a big smile on his face. It kind of looks like an old school clown you may get like in a doll kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. It was really hastily put on. I mean, it looked like the type of thing that most laymen who put on makeup for Halloween, how they would put it on. You know, it didn't cover completely. It was really messy. So that's why I was thinking it wasn't Joker makeup per se, but makeup in his work as a comedian.
So, yeah, maybe that's where this is from. He doesn't look really out there. I mean, this is a big contrast from the first picture we saw of Leto, or even the first picture we saw of Heath Ledger Joker, you know?
Mm-hmm. Actually, the Cesar Romero makeup is more unsettling than this makeup.
Yeah, it just looks a little bit off. It doesn't look completely, you know, yeah, deranged, mm-hmm, or anything. So, you know, look, there's a lot of really big talent here for this movie. You know, Scorsese is directing it. Joaquin Phoenix is an amazing actor. I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt, you know, but we'll see. It's going to be a really interesting idea here, you know? I don't know who is going to be Batman in this, because we don't know yet, and if there's going to be a Batman, but I kind of think you have to have a Batman, but who knows how that's going to work out.
Yeah.
Do you think they can do a Joker movie without Batman at all?
Yeah, I think they can. I think they can, but I don't think comic book fans would accept it any more than they did the Joker comic book series, which only featured Batman a couple of times.
So, yeah, I think there's just like a whole mess of DC movies coming out. There's another Joker movie, there's a Harley Quinn movie, there's, you know, obviously the Aquaman and Shazam and Wonder Woman 2, which, and then, you know, we have just another Batman movie apparently still coming out, you know, I guess Man of Steel 2 is never coming out. we don't know for sure there. We don't know anything from last week. Anything happened really 100% changed. We haven't gotten any press releases or any full details, but it looks like maybe things haven't changed.
Yeah, all there's been is just more leaks against each other. It just looks like everybody's sniping. And right now, they're still trying to deal with headaches with having to credit John Peters, and John Peters being just such a douchebag. So it just looks like they're more interested right now in the Star Is Born promotion than they are in anything else.
Okay, so let's go ahead and wrap up. We do got one more little story, but I don't think either one of us feel that comfortable talking about it. We'll just mention it real quick. Sony revealed a PlayStation Mini, or a Classic, and this mini console could fit in your hand, plugs in through HDMI, and lets you play 20 original PlayStation games. And it's pretty cool, because the PlayStation was kind of like one of the major first 3D, polygonal 3D game systems. And, you know, it's coming out for $100, coming out later in December. And it's obviously a big copy from Nintendo, where they did the mini classic consoles recently with the Nintendo and Super Nintendo Classic. The only problem with the PlayStation, I think, is that the graphics from 1997 and 1995, they look terrible. I mean, back in the day, they were cutting edge, but they haven't held up at all. Where other older school games kind of hold up, they have their charm. But I don't know if this one really is going to look that good when you plug it into your, you know, 4K HD, you know, TV. It's going to look weird, but it's interesting. And we do got some site news that we'll go over kind of quickly. On Facebook, we got a new milestone. Do you want to guess how many Facebook followers we have right now?
I have no earthly idea. It's been so long since I've been on Facebook. So tell me, how many do we have now?
We just crossed over 6,000.
Oh my God. I was figuring you're going to tell me, we got our first 1,000. We got our first 1,000. I'm like, holy crap.
So, yeah, 6,000 on Facebook, 279 people this week alone. The Facebook side of 3D or 2D has grown immensely over the past year, you know, from like 200, 300, 500 to thousands. And it's from all over the world. So it's not just in America. It's in Malaysia. It's in Asia countries like China. It's, you know, a lot of the names of our followers I cannot pronounce. And not even know what characters they are to pronounce them with. So it's, you know, all worldwide we have people following us on Facebook. And I thought, you know, 6,000 is a pretty awesome big number to mention on the podcast. And we're also on two other social media networks. Do you want to guess which those are or no?
You're looking at somebody who can barely send out email and text.
So we're on LinkedIn as well. And we are on Google Plus. So, yeah, we're on a whole bunch of different places. LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Twitter, you know, I keep saying Twitter twice on through Facebook, but YouTube, Patreon, you know, and we recently changed our prices on Patreon and lowered them. So they're $1 a month or $4 a month, and you get different benefits. So, pretty interesting stuff there that you get being a Patreon. You don't get commercials. You don't, you know, you get stuff early. So only $1 a month. You can't beat that, you know? And each buck helps us out, you know? We're going to try to review as many of these 3D movies as we can. And most of the time we have to pay out of pocket. So those monies that we get from Patreon really add up and help us out. So I guess that's going to be it for this podcast.
It's been a quiet fall, well, so far, but man, is it about to, we're going to go through the meat grinder.
Yeah, we haven't recorded yet. We recently posted the 3D, or fall, the autumn 3D movie preview, and we have a whopping 13 3D movies coming out between now and December 22nd, which is the technical fall ending. So we got a lot coming. So 13 movies. It's probably even more busy than summer. So it's insane. But we'll try to cover as many as we can. But your Patreon patronage will help us get more, you know. So I guess that's going to be finally it for everything. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Before this podcast ends, I want to give a thank you to my patrons. Right now, we have a one patron, which is David from Spain. And I want to thank you for your financial support. All right. So that's going to be it for this podcast.
We now have a Patreon, and the link is in the description. Thanks for watching.
And we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, a little bit everywhere. Just look for us, 3D or 2D. And of course, review us on iTunes. And if you want to write us a letter, our email address is email3dor2d@gmail.com. So that's going to be it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, everyone.